Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Whew. Welcome back to She Said, He Said. Wow, how would you like to be just this normal, somewhat person and then all of a sudden turn into royalty? Would you like that?
That would be cool. It would be cool. Wouldn't have to work anymore. That'd be the really cool part about it. But
would be super cool. Now, I was washing dishes last night, put in the dishwasher. I'm like, man, if I was royalty, I wouldn't have to do this right now. I was kind of jealous just a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, the royal wedding, I don't know if a lot of people are swooped up in it. I actually haven't been. I think
it's crazy how people get just like crazy about this thing.
Yeah. Well, last night it was on the TV and we got swept into watching the Meghan Markle
documentary of it and of Princess Diana.
Yeah. Well, kind of the whole premise is it seemed is
how different that is.
Yeah. Here, he doesn't want to happen to Meghan what happened to his mom, the constant, just, you know, the paparazzi on top of her and making them crazy. So he is really in protection mode.
He wrote that long letter saying, you know what? Don't tick me off.
Yeah. I mean, it's so rude that they just get on top of people like that. I think that's very unfair to just swarm them and not allow people, you know, to have a life. But it was kind of cool listening to the story that, you know, they got engaged quietly in their little cottage where they stay. They were cooking dinner together and, you know, he didn't make it a big production and just everything.
Said it was quite romantic.
Yeah, and they're getting married on the weekend, where the royal family has always gotten married during the week. It's like they're changing things because they want whatever they have to be different and unique. And I mean, gosh, you know, they're talking about, you know, she was married before. She's older than him. Her mother is African-American. I mean, all these things that, you know, the British family has never incurred. I mean, they're changing. They're modernizing the royal family. And it was talking about the body language. And I never thought about it or realized it.
Or realized it until they showed the difference between the body language between them and
Princess Di.
And then Princess Diana.
Yeah. And Prince Charles. I mean, literally, when they were with each other, her eyes were constantly shooting down. And you could almost see like the pain.
It was almost as if she was being forced to marry him, is what it looked like.
It did. I mean, it was horrible.
And he always had these looks
language.
Of like, don't say anything you shouldn't say to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they asked him, about being in love. And he said, well, whatever love is supposed to be, you know, there was.
Yeah, who says
and then
that?
Her eye contact was horrendous after that. Her lips, everything just kind of were drawn in. And yeah, so and you wonder why, because he did marry her. And apparently, obviously, we all know Camilla was the person he ended up marrying. Of course, they always, you know, insinuated they were having an affair the whole time that he was with Princess Di. And then, of course, now they're together. So, boy, that was a shocker, wasn't it? But yeah, you could really see that. And then the body language, you know, between the new princess-to-be and Prince was incredibly loving and together and always holding hands. But they were saying that she was more of the leader by the way she took his hand and did everything, that she's the one more in control, maybe because she's the older lady.
It is amazing, though, the hoopla and just how crazy over here in America that we get about the royal wedding, which is happening across, you know.
And what did you post?
Oh, and if you go to She Said, He Said, the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle bathing suits are out. That's right.
Apparently you can wear them.
And these are not the most flattering bathing suits. Let me tell you what. Because there's skin tone on them, you can go to She Said, He Said on Facebook, and I have pictures
and
of them. They're horrible, and I don't know what they were thinking with the placement of his beard on the swimming suit.
It kind of goes to the right, not so good, right?
It's kind of right where it needs to be. Yeah.
So wait, hello to those who have joined us on Facebook and Joe. There, Liz, you should be making breakfast for Debbie right now. Tony and Kevin and Tracy and Donna. Angela, we gotta do like
romper room music.
I see Donna Andrews from Cocoon, right?
That's right. We had a good time with
we
Donna.
Did. Her husband turned 50 years old.
50 years old. Ran into somebody that it's crazy when you're hanging out with people and you meet new people that you haven't met before, and then you find out that, wow, we hung out in the 80s, didn't even know it, you know?
It's such a small world. We're all just like, you know, like one, what do they call that? when you're just one person off? There's like a name for it. Come on, help me. It's Saturday. I'm really tired.
When you're one person off?
One? Come on.
I'm totally lost.
I should have let you get crunched in that door trying to save me to get into the tram.
Wow.
Threw himself under a train to save me.
I keep thinking if that train would have taken off and you would have been left.
Just waving bye. They tell you if you're lost, stay where you're at. Don't move. Wait for them to come back.
It would have been like the movie Shane. Shane, come back.
So funny. All right. So anyway, we want to give a big shout out to Walter's Jewelry. They are a proud sponsor of our show. Speaking of the royal wedding, I have a ring like Princess Di. I have got the
royal replica.
The royal replica of Princess
Di. It's real diamonds, so it's not. Yeah,
I went with the blue sapphire. That's what I wanted, and Gordon remembered. And so thank you to Walter's Jewelry for designing the most beautiful ring, and Gordon for paying for it. We appreciate that a lot, both of us. So I truly love my ring, and I was so excited for my daughter. Even I had a pearl necklace that was given to me by my grandmother, and so I took that necklace to him, and they restrung the pearls into a bracelet, so it's something old. And then I bought two beautiful stones, a sapphire which it is my birthstone, but it wasn't meant for that. Dylan, her husband-to-be, it's his birthstone. And then my daughter is an amethyst for her birthstone. So I had two birthstones. So that gave something blue, luckily for the sapphire, and then something new, her amethyst, and put that and made into a bracelet for her wedding gift. So super cool. And that the service there is incredible. I mean, they got it done quickly for me so I could have it for her, which I gave it to her at her wedding shower, and just love them over there. Go to Walter's Jewelry Inc.
There really isn't anything that they can't do.
Yeah. Whether it's designing something you have, designing something new, they sell a lot of beautiful jewelry. They repair things. So they do it all. I guess being in business for over 100 years, there's not a lot you don't know about that business. So thank you to Walter's Jewelry, Walter's Jewelry Inc. Check it out for yourself. So back to the queen here on the show.
And you have until 5 p.m. today to get those last minute Mother's Day gifts.
Perfect.
At Walter's Jewelry.
So on the line is Elizabeth Schuster. We call her Chef Liz. Apparently, if you are a royal wedding fan, there is a watch party that is going to be going on. Chef Liz is with us right now to tell us all about it. If you have not been to a Tenacious Eats event, you are missing out on life. I'm telling you, we've had the greatest time going to these events, which are normally around a movie. So Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Thanks. And then Elf. We did Elf. And they have these movies that you will watch on a screen. They have them in different locations. And then they prepare this amazing meal around it. So it's so cool. So they are going to have a royal wedding watch party with Tenacious Eats around it with Chef Liz. So, hi, Chef. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Kelly's having a little trouble talking this morning.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Good.
We are awesome.
Good.
So, tell us about this great event that you are putting on for the Royal Wedding Watch Party.
You know, it's somebody asked me yesterday, like, why are you doing this? This is insanity because, you know, the actual wedding procession is, you know, Greenwich time. So that's like, 12 noon for them. And, you know, the wedding starts around 5 a.m. our time, central time. And I said, you know, it's really, I'm sure all of us remember when Princess Di and Prince Charles were married. I mean, my mom woke me up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, we ate breakfast in our pajamas and watched this huge event, the ceremony and the pomp and the circumstance and world leaders and, you know, movie stars. To me, it's like almost better than the Oscars. So,
now, apparently they're not inviting any political figures to this one.
Yeah, but the Spice Girls are coming, so.
I know I'm not missing it now.
Wow.
We have a Ginger Spice will be coming to our event, a Ginger Spice lookalike. Will be there to take selfies with their guests and have fun. I wanted everybody to have kind of a big, fun, visceral experience. And unlike other weddings that you go to, we're actually giving our guests gifts instead of having to bring, you know, a toaster or a bread maker. So we're, we've got all kinds of prizes. We've got even, we've got a one-night stay at the Cheshire. We have gift certificates for the Crossing, Three Kings. We've got the Boulevard. We even have two tickets to see the Queen tribute band, Killer Queen.
That's awesome.
And I have a stack. I'm not even scratching the surface on what we have to give away. Our 5 a.m. showing is sold out, but we're going to replay the whole event. I call it our wedding crasher hour at 8 a.m. Those are my kind of people. They're like, okay, 5 a.m., you know. But we still have tickets available for the 8 a.m. showing.
So now where is this going to take place at?
We have partnered with the West End Grill and Pub and Gaslight Theater. Will Roth reached out to me. We did an event together, oh gosh, I guess maybe 5 years ago. We did a showing of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. and it was for
I saw that movie at the drive-in when I was a kid.
Me too. That's how old we are.
You know, yeah, I remember going to see that at the drive-in, you know, and we did that at the Gaslight Theater, and it was such a great partnership. Will was like, we got to do something fun together. What do you think, Chef? So, you know, I was like, hey, there's this wedding coming up. What if we invited a bunch of people and made them an amazing British breakfast? Wouldn't that be awesome?
And so, what is that British breakfast?
Well, you know, we don't do anything in a minor way.
No, you don't.
Spend our events, Kelly. So we are starting with, when our guests first arrive, you're going to receive a complimentary mimosa. And then after that, you're going to get this big plate of buttered scones and strawberry scones with cream cheese icing and crumpets and mini Yorkshire puddings and clotted cream and jams. And that's just the beginning. After that, everyone will receive a traditional British breakfast, which will be two house-made bangers, beans, you know, the traditional beans, sautéed mushroom, tomato, chips, and eggs to order.
I'm getting hungry.
Then,
I have my Biscoff cookie with me right now, so does that count? My Biscoff that the airplane gives you?
No.
Europe's favorite cookie.
Yeah, and then even after that, Chef Steve, my partner in crime, love of my life and pastry chef, is going to try and duplicate. We've read that the wedding cake for Megan and Harry will be elderflower and lemon. So Chef Steve is making a wedding cake that will be elderflower and lemon curd.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So, right? I know.
How do two chefs live together? It must be amazing every day what you get to eat between the two of you.
Do you guys argue over who's going to cook?
Oh, never, never. It's really. You know what the funny thing is? It's like he doesn't really like cake. You know, because he makes
doesn't
them all
like
the
cake?
Time and. Well, he's more of an ice cream kind of guy.
Oh, I'm there with him.
But I love sweets so much. So, like, whatever I make, because I'm the hot side chef, he loves. He eats what I make, and I eat what he makes.
Oh, that's a perfect pair.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the only problem is his pastries are way, way, way too good. So I need to work out a lot more to be able to eat this stuff.
So this is going to take place, of course, next Saturday, May 19th. Your 5 a.m. show, is sold out, but you do have the 8 a.m. for the Wedding Crashers. Mm-hmm. It is only $35 a person. Kids under 12 are only $10. Be able to go to this event that's going to have gifts. You can dress up if you want in costumes and have fun at the event. That's what makes it so cool. And then I am telling you, the food that they make is sensational. I have tasted so much of it. I wish I could be there. If we didn't have the Saturday show, we would certainly be there at your wedding crasher party. So this is going to be a blast. You can go to brownpapertickets.com and be able to get your tickets for this. Now, you have on here the /event/, you have a number. Do you need these numbers? Or if they go to Brown Paper Tickets, can they find the Tenacious Eats event?
Yeah, if they type in on Brown Paper Tickets, just typing in Royal Wedding Watch Party, or a very easy way is going on social media like Facebook and look at our event and just click on buy tickets. It'll take you directly to the right link.
All right, so this is Saturday, May 19th. So we have to ask you, our question of the day is, who is your favorite TV mom? Do you have a favorite TV mom? Gordon loved Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days.
I loved Archie Bunker's wife.
Edith.
I thought, you know, she was just so tolerant, and she lived with Archie and didn't kill him. So she was such a loving and doting mother, you know, and she always kind of had this simpleton kind of naive approach to things. So I think inside she was truly brilliant. That's just how she handled everybody.
It was a great, great show. Well, thank you so much for sharing your event with us. And sounds like a perfect day. Are you a big royal wedding fan? Are you watching every moment of it and all the details?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, what's really important is historically, we've watched, I find that the British monarchy and so interesting because they've changed with the times. You think about, you know, Harry's grandfather's brother was, you know, had to abdicate the throne. Actually, his great grandfather's brother had to abdicate the throne because he was marrying an American divorcee. And now, you know, Harry is able to marry whoever he wants, you know, and to see that evolution, I think it's really important to see a family change and also to see a family that isn't perfect.
Yes.
So I'm fascinated.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever has been. It was just hidden.
Kelly Lamb.
Yeah, right. Not so much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, Chef Liz, we love you. Check out Tenacious Eats on Facebook, on Twitter. They're all over the place, and you have got to get to one of their events if you haven't. And if you've been to one, you'll know you want to go again. They're addicting and so much fun. Thank you for sharing your time. I know you're busy this morning and have so much going on, so we appreciate it. And hope that everybody will sign up for that 8 a.m. and get there and be part of the Wedding Crashers.
Absolutely. Kelly, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
She's awesome.
She is cool.
And so talented.
Yeah. And her events are amazing.
They're fun.
They're fun. Everything correlates. The food correlates with whatever she's doing. And it's just, think of all the preparation that must go into one of those events.
Yeah, and it's just down to earth. I mean, when you go, it's one of those, you're laid back, you're meeting people, it's a good time, it's nothing pretentious, I don't know what's the right word or whatever. It's when you think of a, you know, food, a 5-course meal or whatever, it's not like that, it's a blast. So hope you enjoy it. So there you go, if you're a royal wedding fan, this can be something that you can do. Are we going to get up and watch the royal wedding on television at 5 a.m.?
Probably.
How about you, Grover? Will you get up? Will you turn on that? Will you set your alarm and get up and watch it?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No.
Come on. It's not like they're not going to replay it.
What time do you get here in the morning?
Oh, I'll probably be here, but I'll turn on MLB Network or something.
You won't turn it on the television?
Not until, well, I'm sure I can convince Ray I and Chris Vogler not to do that. When the yard sale guys come on, if they want to watch it, I suppose I'll turn it on, but I won't be paying attention to it.
Gosh, I will want to get up and watch it.
It's next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
See, like, you know when it was.
I don't even know.
We was just going to say, we've just been talking for how many minutes on it, but that's okay.
I don't know the date. I know it's happening.
I am going to set my alarm.
5 a.m. next Saturday.
Now, who is, you know what I don't know? I don't know the details of who's her maid of honor.
That's good
stuff.
Do we
know that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course we know, you know, Prince Harry, I mean, I would imagine, isn't it his brother? Well, wait a minute. Isn't it his brother? I would hope that it's his brother.
Yeah, Prince Harry's the one getting married, Kel.
Yeah, I said I hope it's his brother.
Oh, okay.
I said I didn't actually read that. What did you think I said?
Grover's on it.
I remember hearing that.
Who's her maid of honor? Does it say?
Just a wealth of information.
It's not Kate Middleton, apparently.
It's not.
It's because I'm clicking on this top story. It says who is Meghan Markle's maid of honor? Why Kate Middleton isn't?
Texas said 855-282-TALK.
TMZ wants to know.
855-282-TALK. If you know who the maid of honor is, you can text us right here.
Looks
on
like
the text
Michelle
line.
Is finally with us. So happy birthday, Michelle. She said Florence Henderson is her favorite TV mom.
That's her favorite TV mom. She's listening all the way from Australia. She should be in bed. This is her bedtime right now.
Is it really?
This is when she
What time would it be there?
I don't know. 7? She'll tell us maybe if she's still listening what time it is there in Australia.
What time is
Michelle,
it there,
tell
Michelle?
Us what time it is. And if you go to bed right after the show's over or if you can barely keep your eyes open because we're so boring, I'm not sure. All right. So we're going to find out who the maid of honor is because, I mean, we just need to know, right? It's important stuff.
Inquiring minds want to know.
So I guess that same day, the FA Cup final at Wembley, the match that Prince Harry's best man, the brother, Duke of Cambridge, usually attends as a president of the Football Association. So that, in case you wanted to know, that was going on that day. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm
thrilled.
I can't wait.
All right, so the next hour is coming up. We are going to have a set of eyelashes, a full set of eyelashes, and they don't come off when you get in the shower. They are from Amazing Lash Studio over there in Chesterfield. Very, very kind. I have a gift certificate to give away for Mother's Day. Appreciate that very much. There's a mom out there that is going to totally dig these, and or maybe if you have a special day coming up or something that you need these for, it's going to be perfect. So we're going to have a trivia question. Of course, what is your favorite TV mom? Because, of course, it is Mother's Day tomorrow. We're going to have a trivia question, something around a mother. And if you can guess it, you can give us a call at 855-282-TALK.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put that number on the feed if you want, and we'll have that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more stuff. We're going to be talking to Patty Gregory about Art on the Square. We're going to be talking to the Muni about a great celebration event that's going to be happening there next weekend or next week as well. And then all the great things that are going to be coming up for the summer. So having a good time here right now on She Said, He Said. And we'll be back with more fun right here on 590 The Fan.